What's the significance of the red poppy? A closer look on this Memorial Day edition of the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. I'm Dan, with me is Linda, and we're both taking the MeltingBelly.com 90-Day Health Challenge. Linda, what made you want to lose weight?
You know, I have three precious grandchildren, and I wanted to stay healthy to be able to get on the floor and play with them and run with them at the park.
You know, we're doing it by drinking a shake mix that tastes kind of like a cake mix. I love licking the cake bowl when I was a kid, and this is just like it. Now, you've lost 15 pounds so far. What are friends saying to you?
First question is always is, wow, you look really good. What are you doing to lose your weight?
I'm telling you, I feel better than ever, don't you?
I just feel better about myself.
Lose weight for less than $2 a meal with this delicious shake mix. And if you log on in the next 10 minutes, we'll offer you 7 free slimming secrets. Lose weight and feel great. MeltingBelly.com. Go to MeltingBelly.com. This shake mix is like a cake mix. So good. Linda, what changed your life?
MeltingBelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, May 28th. It's the 149th day of the year, and America honors fallen heroes on this Memorial Day. The red poppy has long been considered a symbol of consolation, but the connection with a military remembrance can be traced to World War I and a woman who became known as the Poppy Lady. Moved by the opening line from In Flanders Fields, the poppies blow, between the crosses, row by row. Moina Michael, a Georgia professor, vowed to always wear a poppy as a tribute. She sold silk poppies to raise money for disabled veterans, and the symbol was soon adopted by the American Legion. Those paper poppies you see today are part of a transition that dates back nearly 100 years. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.